This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour, mid-month here on the DJV program. Thank you for your loyalty. A lot of people are fickle when it comes to who they listen to on the radio. But I find a lot of people who have been listening to this program successfully for years and years and years. It's kind of neat to gain a different perspective from us. You know what's going on here. There are no lines in the sand. Anything is discussable. It's fun to have my cohorts here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the air every day at this time to bring you up to date on what's happening. Some actors in the news. I've got one. You got one, Jennifer. Who's yours?
Well, I'm talking about James Bond. I actually was away. I think I told you this past weekend with my dad. And we had the big conversation about who was your favorite James Bond. And my dad likes Timothy Dalton. I like he likes Roger Moore. Sorry, there was I liked Pierce Brosnan. You know, we kind of went through the whole deal. Well, Daniel Craig is still returning as James Bond, but this will be his last film, and they're going to show the agent pass the torch to a new 007.
Reports in this movie that they're filming now.
Yeah, reports claim that the British actress Lashana Lynch will actually take over the identity of 007. She was in Captain Marvel, and she played the best friend and Air Force pilot of Captain Marvel. And now this spoiler alert is that she will assume the identity of James Bond as part of this franchise. Now, she is a black female. There had been talks about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So this could be the franchise testing the waters a bit to see just what works with fans. Are we ready for a female Bond? Do you think that's part of it? I don't know if it can be.
No. 1,000 times no. Not about sexism. That's not the way the book was written. Idris. I think Idris Elba would be an excellent choice. I think he would be a great, James Bond, frankly. I think he's got the chops and he has the experience and all that stuff. I think that would be a great experiment, but no to a woman. No. Not just no.
I kind of agree.
No.
Well, because part of what James Bond is all about is his charm and the fact that he, you know, he charms the ladies. I don't know. I guess you could switch roles, but I think that would be a lot for people to handle. The new movie is called Bond 25. It's sort of been plagued with some delays. Daniel Craig hurt his ankle, so they had to take a break. Then Rami Malek, who's playing the villain, had some conflicts with that postponement of the schedule. They had on-set explosions. They had Grace Jones walking off the set after disappointment in the size of her cameo role. So there's been a lot of things going on behind the scenes with Bond 25.
Did she know that when she read the script?
I guess not, but, you know, or maybe she agreed to it.
Yeah, or maybe they cut it down or something. I don't know.
But that kind of stuff goes on. But no to a woman, yes to Idris Elba. That's my read on it. Ladies, you want to chime in?
I tend to agree with you on that, actually.
Yep. All right.
I don't know. I think that stuff that's written in books, I mean, there have been so many movies. I don't think that everything has to stick exactly to what it originally was.
And who even reads those books?
I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, Victoria, what you said off air was, I think, an interesting insight that you don't think it's actually going to be a permanent switchover.
No. I think it's going to be a temporary thing where she takes over the 007 moniker and... I think in the end, it's still going to be Daniel Craig as 007. But I think it's an interesting little plot twist, and I think it makes it kind of exciting to have something in there.
Depending on how well the movie does, they may shake another 50 mil in front of Daniel Craig to keep it going another time. He's what? How old is he now? 50-something.
Early 50s?
Yeah, he's not that old.
Yeah. No, he can still do it. Next up on the actor stage is Channing Tatum, who has, this is not about his acting, he went on a rant. This is, listen to this. If you ever, I mean, we were talking about the now some of these fast food restaurants taking a picture of a license when you go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing in compared to this. He took to Twitter over this past weekend to rant about an astrology app called The Pattern, but it wasn't about The Pattern, really. He wanted to figure out what was going on a deeper level. Apparently, on this particular app, you enter your birth date and time. The app then reveals personal details about you. But according to Channing Tatum, the app reveals more than what he wants or what he bargained for. He said on Twitter, quote, "How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to tell me how you know this stuff. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff." At one point, Channing mentions that the app used phrasing that he'd said while speaking to his therapist. He continued, quote, "I was just in therapy, and I get notification on my phone. The Pattern app pops up and uses the exact same words that were used in the therapy session." He then asks the question, it is freaky, "Was the app listening in on his therapy session?" The app crashed as fans tried to check it out. My God.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I didn't even think about this, but Kara brought this up during the break. This is a total violation of HIPAA.
Oh, and absolutely.
So if this app really was listening, which it sounds like, I don't know, it seems very coincidental to have the exact words that they were using in therapy the next day pops up on... I don't know. I was saying also during the break that yesterday I said to my husband that I wanted to get a little vanity table for our bedroom, and I came back out to the living room, grabbed my phone, went on Instagram, and the first thing that popped up was a targeted ad for vanity tables and vanity mirrors.
Good God.
We all have these experiences. Every company keeps claiming, no, we're not listening to you. No, we're not. We're not.
Bull
it
crap.
Just, I don't know. The evidence is mounting against these companies, all of them. Instagram, Facebook, everybody has the same issue.
I think you've
got
to be a genius, to figure this out. This is bad. Bad, 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 bad. I'm glad he brought it to our attention.
Well, the lesson learned is turn your phone completely off when you go to therapy or in your doctor's office because you have no idea the violation of privacy that might happen.
I don't bring my phone stays in the car or the truck. I don't bring it with me anywhere. I went to this event on Saturday night, and some people wanted to see pictures of the farm and the dog and things like that. So I went. The lady I was talking to said, "Can you show me?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll go back to my car and get my phone." She looked at me very strangely, like, "Huh?
You are very much the exception." Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone has their phone on them all the time, in your purse, in your pocket, wherever. So, but this is the world we live in, and these types of things. I'm glad Channing Tatum mentioned this because these are the types of things we need to really think about. Oh, if I'm going to therapy now, I have to turn my phone completely off so that you never know. It's crazy.
Mm-mm. Yep. Up next, more bad news for Boeing 737 MAX jets and the airlines that are not using them. but it's not great news for passengers either under the circumstances. Get to that after this on the DJV Show.
Before you expanded into the building next door, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N72019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said,
I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. So, the 737 MAX jets and the story behind the story, American and, let's see, Southwest, United, I think, I forgot, no, Delta didn't have any. As far as the major carriers are concerned, Alaska had ordered some, it didn't have any yet. There have been about 240 of these planes delivered around the world, 2,400 on order, and all of them are on hold. That's got to do something to the bottom line at Boeing. So they are now, because the pilots at American have been the ones most vocal about this of all the parties concerned, and because of their influence on management, American has announced that it's extending for a fourth time cancellations on certain flights, about 100 of them, well into November, because they don't figure the planes are going to be flying until November or perhaps past that. They have brought back some planes. They have not furloughed or mothballed some other planes so they can keep up. One of the casualties I found out, I was supposed to go to New York, and I normally would hop on the JFK flight from Boston, which they have canceled. They use 737s on that, and they just you go through, you know, Galoot Village or whatever to get to New York if you're going to fly on American. So anyway, the pilots have said, we're not satisfied with anything you've done so far. United pilots more or less have said the same thing. Southwest have removed their aircraft at least until October. So this is, you know, it's more of the same, basically. They can't figure it out. I can't believe that they what was it last week
this
we were talking about?
This was supposed to be a simple software fix.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just
you
got to
know this is a bad deal. This is really something bad. So anyway, and the list is out of the airlines that have the most mishandled baggage. Who do you think's on the?
I would totally guess American, because they've lost my bag almost every time I've flown with them.
Yeah, American and Delta on the top. Let's
never
see
had a
here.
Problem with Delta, but
yeah, really. And Spirit, but let's hear about that. Why even
check a bag on Spirit?
Do you even get your bag back on Spirit?
Right.
I thought it was a donation.
CLA, right, exactly, yeah, donating to the cause. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting to my daughter's musical heart is to play anything by Cyndi Lauper. And now there's a story that I guess give you cause to think a little bit. She has gone on social media to thank a bee. The bee sting on the bottom of her foot gave fans an unexpected demonstration of how a pro follows through on an old adage, the show must go on. Lesson occurred while Cyndi Lauper was opening at the Hollywood Bowl on Friday. Lauper just finished her second song, I Drove All Night, and while segueing into a cover of the Righteous Brothers hit Unchained Melody, she unzipped her gold sparkle ankle boots to perform barefoot. Got a round of applause for that. In the middle of performing Shebop, she began scratching at something on the bottom of her foot. Turned out that she stepped on a bee that also stung her in the process. She said, a bee, my God. She wrapped up the song. It's just been one of those weeks. I'm sorry, guys. I had everything planned out. She was lamenting about her ridiculous diet that she's on now because she has acid reflux. However, the poor bastard, the bee, is worse off than I am. After being attended to with cotton balls and something called sting relief offered by a stagehand a couple of minutes later, she limped around, but she asked one of her assistants to bring out a pair of black flip-flops. This will ruin my whole outfit, she said, wearing a shiny multi-patterned pantsuit accented with pink trim. Now my stylist is probably crying, she said. After running through more of her hits, she apologized once more for stepping on the bee, closed her set with their signature song, the anthem True Colors. That's why I love you. That's why people love her.
I feel for her. That's the worst. The first time I was ever stung by a bee, I stepped on one. Oof, and you don't know what the heck has hit you, and then you have to walk around awkwardly on the side of your foot the rest of the day. So,
very uncomfortable. Yeah. All right, so that's the Cyndi Lauper story. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I are listening now to some Greg Allman music. He's been dead for, a couple of years now, I think.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah. His solo debut album in 1973, Laid Back. They're going to reissue it, apparently. As well as his 1974 live album, The Greg Allman Tour, reissued at the end of August. Recorded at the same time as the Allman Brothers' Brothers and Sisters album, Laid Back was a pretty soulful record. Included a stripped-down version of Midnight Rider, Queen of Hearts, and a cover of Jackson Browne's These Days. Is that what we're listening to here? Is that what this is?
No, this is Midnight Rider.
Oh, okay. Can't tell. But I was never... I like the Allman Brothers, but I never much of a fan. I went to a concert once of some of the greasy old-time rockers in Boston, and I wasn't impressed by Greg Allman at all. A couple of vinyl formats. Yeah, I wasn't.
I've seen him like 10 times. I love the Almonds. Yeah, really? He was great.
I like the Allman Brothers and their hits, but I did not like...
I did not see the Allman Brothers, the actual brothers, because he was long dead. Yeah. But, the band is amazing, though.
Yeah. This, Greg Allman Tour album being reissued has live tracks from Carnegie Hall, Capitol Theater. Track list includes Oncoming Traffic and a cover of Elvis's I Feel So Bad. The vinyl edition will be pressed in gray and white marble, modeling the original. So if you're Allman Brothers or Greg Allman fan, it'd be good. Wasn't he married to Cher for a while? Or is that the other one?
They have a kid together. Yeah.
They do. Okay. All right. Wonder how they get along these days. Just wondering, folks. 20. Well, yeah, we're 20 and a half the hour here on the DJB program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000 plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now on the DJV program. Thanks for all of our loyal listeners referring us to other people. That's kind of a neat thing. DJV, including Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schilling. We have some people in the news and a focus on your cholesterol after we figure out what's going on at the Boston Market. What do you got? You go to Boston Market?
Well, this. There isn't one near me that I know of, but the city of Boston is apparently not very friendly towards Boston Market anymore. 45 Boston Market locations around the country closed yesterday, and apparently the CEO told employees that they closed 45 stores, which is 10% of their overall business. And the CEO said that the industry has been facing increased competition, shifting consumer preferences, and rising costs of everything from goods and labor to real estate and utilities. And so all six Boston Market locations were closed in the last, 2 weeks. and then another, yeah, and then another 39 locations were shut down on Sunday in Illinois, Minnesota, and other parts of Massachusetts. So apparently just not doing well anymore, which is actually too bad because we were all kind of saying off the air that it's some of the best tasting food of any of the fast food options. And they've been trying to do things like a new menu with lower calorie options. Hasn't really gone that well so far. They also are focusing on online and mobile ordering, delivery services, loyalty reward programs, all the stuff that you can find, you know, at other places. I really think that, and this is not anything statistically, in my own opinion, I think Panera has really taken a huge chunk of their business because Panera is similar but healthier.
Chick-fil-A is also, every time you turn around, there's a new Chick-fil-A opening and people talk about how popular it was. Matter of fact, where was I? Over the weekend, someplace, somebody...
See, I don't consider Chick-fil-A in the same category as Boston Market. Boston Market, I consider more to be an actual restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
And
Panera Bread is everywhere now. Panera has their own line. They have their own line of items that you can actually buy in the grocery store now, too. So I think Panera has definitely taken a chunk.
I think Panera is bought out by some English company, if I'm not mistaken. English do pretty well in those. There's an English company that owns Burger King and a couple of other restaurants of that ilk, chains of that ilk, and they do well with them. So, well, that's too bad, because Boston Market is something. I agree there. I think that for what they are, they do a good job. You can get
the food tastes
pretty good
great.
Quality, and the food tastes good.
Yep. Do you think that people actually have to walk into it? Have we become that much of like a drive-through? Yeah, like
100%
culture.
Yeah, because the other two that are mentioned in this same industry report, Subway Restaurants, which was the country's largest fast food chain in terms of numbers, they've shut down hundreds of restaurants, and then Friendly's, which is a restaurant, they've closed 20 different locations. I don't even know if there must be.
I saw
only
one
a handful left.
Visiting with Chuck yesterday in Stroudsburg, there was one there. I haven't seen one. Ages. Most of the ones around here where I am in Massachusetts have closed, and it was started in Massachusetts at Wilbraham by a couple of brothers 75-80 years ago. They were very good. I worked in a Friendly's when I was a kid, and the quality of the food, the ice cream was great. Now it's crap. I bought out by a couple of hedge fund guys in Florida, and they don't know how they do this. You know, I was talking about Papageno's, a regional chain here in New England. And they had 258 restaurants. It was run by my next-door neighbor, as a matter of fact, for a long time. His family sold it out. And a hedge fund, you know, one of those. Because that's Warren Buffett started that. Warren Buffett's smart. He buys companies and pays top dollar for them, and they're well-run, keeps the management in place. So it just seems like everything continues as it was. These other guys, they come in, they chop everything up, they cut the quality down. And that's what happened to Friendly's. It's junk. It's garbage now in comparison to what it used to be. And some of these others, the same sort of thing happens. You can't win by just counting the beans. Never works. A couple of people in the news. Jeffrey Epstein. Did we figure out whether we... Mr. Yuck.
I think it's Epstein.
Jeffrey Yuck. His lawyers have proposed a bail package that would let him remain out of prison. According to the documents, the arrangement would also stipulate that Mr. Yuck be placed under electronic monitoring, deregister his jet, consent to U.S. extradition from any other country, and post a substantial personal recognizance bond. Mr. Yuck has been charged with sex trafficking of minors, conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of minors. Prosecutors accused him of running a sex trafficking enterprise and coercing underage girls to have sex with him. Well, ever seen this guy? Who'd want to have sex with him? Mr. Yuck.
And that other guy, Acosta, didn't he resign over the weekend, right?
Friday.
Gonzo.
I don't know if Epstein had any goods on him, but it definitely seemed like he got such a lenient deal down in Florida all those years ago. Seems a little
suspect. Acosta said that it was the state prosecutors who had struck the deal with him and that he was just trying to get him in jail at all and registered, so who knows?
All right, the other person in the news, I thought it was interesting to go through the list. Prince Harry and Meghan walked their first red carpet over this past weekend for the new Beyonce movie, or I guess they had gone, the Lion King, what is it called?
What's the Lion King.
Lion King, right. And Beyonce is apparently a voice in the movie.
Yeah, she plays Nala.
Okay. All right, and so they had the opening, and Prince Harry and Meghan were on the red carpet. Let's see here.
People are so excited for this movie. Not, I mean, because of Beyonce, but not just because of Beyonce. I've heard so many people. The Lion King is a favorite of, like, everyone in my generation. Yeah. And so people cannot.
It's been a hit on Broadway because after the movie came out. It's been one of the biggest hits on Broadway for years. 15 years at least.
Oh. So it's kind of cute to see. There's some video. It's kind of cute. A lot of people talking about it in the picture. It's. Who's Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Oh, that's Jay-Z? All
right. Yeah.
It didn't look like. I'm looking at a side picture of him. Didn't look like Jay-Z.
His hair's grown out more now, maybe. Maybe that's
why. Hobbs and Shaw, is that next weekend that's supposed to start? Hobbs and Shaw, the movie?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
It's a spinoff. Yeah, Fez is a spinoff.
Yeah, it's the first weekend of August, so a couple more.
First weeks. Movie this summer, or for a while, there's been a buzz about. 43 after the hour. Speaking of a buzz, how's your cholesterol? Do you know what your numbers are, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara? Your cholesterol numbers? You do.
I do not. Yeah, I tested. When did I go into the hospital? Remember?
Okay.
Everything's A-okay in that department, so yay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk about how and what, the how to get your number, what to do if you don't like the number, with a specialist in cholesterol up next year on the DJB Show.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
The medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on today's DJV program. If you have high cholesterol, well, what's worse is if you don't know what your cholesterol numbers are. We have invited Dr. Kevin Campbell, who's well known in cardiological service. Can I say that? Cardiological services. Specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of heart rhythm disorders. A medical expert for a number of different sources. You see him on TV from time to time. Because 1 in 3 Americans has high cholesterol numbers, it's important for you to understand what this means to you individually and collectively. So Dr. Campbell is here. And I guess we start with what you do for a job, Dr. Campbell. Is that a good place to start? What are people, how active are people at work?
Well, you know, it's important to remember that we spend so much time sitting at work, and one of the things that we spend way too much time is having these meetings. You know, one of the things that we can do to help improve our heart health and lower our cholesterol is to move. So maybe have some working, walking meetings where instead of being in a conference room, you walk around and talk. And that's actually been shown to improve creativity, improve productivity, and improve mood. And it certainly can help lower your cholesterol through a healthy lifestyle.
All right, let's talk about LDL and HDL, what they are and how they impact you, and are those numbers individually important?
They absolutely are. So, you know, total cholesterol is a combination of a lot of factors, but the bad cholesterol is the LDL. We want that to be less than 100. The good cholesterol is HDL. We want that to be higher than 35. And these are numbers that are approved through the CDC and the American College of Cardiology. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to help impact those numbers. And, you know, certainly it all starts with diet and exercise.
What are your numbers?
My numbers, it's important that you ask me that. I actually have genetic high cholesterol, and I have to take medication for it. My numbers are now, my LDL is 60, and my HDL is about 80, and my total cholesterol is 140. And, you know, it all starts with a good breakfast and, you know, eating things like Honey Nut Cheerios that has a lot of soluble fiber, almost 3/4 of a gram. They have proven that, you know, when you eat that much fiber, which we see in Honey Nut Cheerios, it can lower your cholesterol significantly.
So you have 80 HDL. That's a fabulous number. I wish I had that number. Your low, those two numbers, you have a low LDL number, and that's a very significant number as well. I'm just thinking about mine. My LDL is about 120. And my HDL is 46 or 47 or something. My total is below 200. But I've always had I am a farmer. I used to be a broadcaster, very physical. And yet I still can't get my HDL above 50. Is that genetic, do you think? Some people think it is. Did we lose Dr. Campbell? Oh, what happened? We lost Dr. Campbell. Sounds like we lost him, Kara. Well, that's too bad, because I wanted to dig around some more in this. I'll let you take a minute and see if we can put the pieces together to get it back on. All right, so Dr. Campbell, you heard me give my numbers. What do you read into what I said about it? It's been always a struggle, even though I'm very physically active, to get the HDL numbers up over 50.
You know, first of all, I think you're on the right track, and your numbers sound pretty darn good to me. They're not quite at target, but they're very, very close. So I think, you know, with the exercise and continued, you know, healthy diet, and, you know, at some point you may need just a smidge of medication. You know, talk to your cardiologist or your internist and see what they think. But, you know, I think you're really, really close. And with your HDL, it's cardioprotective, meaning it's like a negative or it balances out any other risk factor. So it's really a good thing.
I don't like the idea of taking any statin drug. I have resisted that. I take a lot of fish oil, eat things like you've suggested here, think about my heart, the kind of food that you put into your body is very, you are what you eat. I mean, isn't that pretty much the core of anything, whatever is going on in our bodies, we are what we eat for the most part, aren't we?
You're exactly right. Nutrition is so vital, and we need to get back to basics in the United States, where we do have healthy meals for breakfast, for lunch, what have you. We also need to exercise. So I think you make an important point, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi, doctor. Thank you. If you want more information on the kinds of things we're talking about with regard to Cheerios, for example, Cheerios.com/Hearts Matter. Doctor, cardiologist Dr. Kevin Campbell with us here on the DJB program at 10 minutes before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour on the Money Pit, home improvement radio program on a lot of great radio stations every weekend or a couple of hours. You can find out what's going on in your home. A lot of people that listen to this program have questions to ask of Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of said program. He was the host. He was the full-time host on Saturday of his own 60th birthday. I don't know whether it was your wife and your children.
My wife and my kids were the hosts.
Yes, right, exactly. I don't think I'd ever met your daughter before. I know the two sons, but I don't think I met your daughter before. One thing is for sure, you can tell who the parents are by looking at them.
Yeah. Well, lucky for them, they look more like my wife than me.
Yes, their wife's very sweet, very quiet. I guess that's why you get along, because you're so noisy.
That's right. Quiet, opposites attract and all that.
Right, yeah. So happy 60th.
Oh, wait a minute.
Supposed to say that? 60 years old.
Yeah. Got to own it. You got to own it, baby.
That's right. And I found out how close you were to the water. I didn't realize anywhere. I had no idea you were as close to Victoria Keelan as you are in terms of... I didn't. If I'd have known, I would have probably chased over to the other side of town. But by the time I left your place, I needed to get somewhere else. But it's a nice... you know what? And I say this because a lot of people think New Jersey is just Newark. And
right.
Port Elizabeth,
well, it's
and
we don't show our best on the highways,
No, not at all. But if you get on the Garden State and you head over on the roads that are around you, it's a beautiful state. It's a little town you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Oakhurst is a fabulous, nice, sweet little place. And it's New Jersey is an undersold state as far as I'm concerned. Meanwhile, let's get to one of our listeners named Liz, who wants to add more value to her home. And is wondering whether pavers would do it or a wooden deck.
I don't know that you get much out of either one of those. What do you think?
Well, I disagree with you on that because I think anytime you improve the outdoor living space, you definitely add value. And most of the studies of cost versus value when they measure, you know, what the home's worth post-home improvement show that outdoor living is a really smart thing to do.
Really?
The question as to whether you do a paver patio or a deck, I think in my mind, Doug, is as much about the structure and how the house is set up because, you know, if you step out your back door and you're practically on grade, you certainly can't use a deck. And if you did, you know, you'd be basically burning the wood in the dirt right there, starting rotting from the day one.
You're setting it on top of the the deck sets on top of the dirt.
Yeah.
Not a
There's an interesting option, though, if you happen to have a concrete patio now and you want to step it up into pavers, you don't actually have to remove the concrete. There's a thin paver. It's about half the thickness of a full brick. It's made by Pavestone. They call it Milano. And basically, you can stack them on right on top of the concrete slab. And when you're done, it just looks like a beautiful paver patio. You can't tell it's not a full brick.
Really?
It's super sturdy because you've got the concrete underneath. And you don't even need any masonry because the outside corset, you use a construction adhesive to kind of lock in the border, and then all those other pieces just sit by their own weight on top of the patio. Yeah, it's really cool. I think it was a good invention. So that's an option. Paver bricks is an option. If you do it with paver from scratch, the biggest mistake that folks make with that is they don't prep the base properly, talking about the support under that. You have to excavate it out and have, you know, a good 6 inches of crushed stone that's tamped down and really, really solid before you put those bricks on top. Otherwise, how many times have you seen one of these patios where the bricks are like rolling hills and weeds are coming up through them? It looks bad.
Yeah. Awful. That's not
helpful. I don't think you can go wrong either way.
No, okay. I remember when my father decided back in the dark ages when we moved into the house in Framingham and I was just able to walk, that he decided he wanted to put bricks on the patio. So he and my Uncle Oscar decided they went and borrowed the wheelbarrow from the farmer across the street and they had manure in it. And I said to Oscar, "Why, isn't that awful? What are you mixing the cement in manure? What is that going to do?" He said, "Oh, that'll make the bricks bigger. We won't have to use so many of them." And I believed him.
Make the bricks bigger. That's funny.
Hi, Maggie. Dusting her house.
Yeah.
Everything's covered again the next morning. I believe that's called pollen, is it not?
Yeah, it could very well be. But, you know, a good filtration system will help. Now, typically with an HVAC system, folks will put in a really inexpensive fiberglass filter. And I kind of kiddingly call those rock stoppers because they don't really catch very much.
Yeah.
But if you step up the quality of the filter in your system, you'll find it'll be dusting a lot less, and if you replace it more frequently. So you can get a high-efficiency filter that, you know, is maybe instead of costing a buck, it costs you $10. It's definitely worth it. Or if you really want to clean the air, you can use an electronic air filter, which is so efficient these days. These electronic filters, Doug, they can scrub out virus-sized particles from the air.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that. So that's good. Very good. All right. Always lots of information. MoneyPit.com is the website. A lot of home solutions are there. Check them out. MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreidler, who's older, but he's wise, so take his advice on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.